Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
She's been dating a dude for several months now. Several. He's never spent the night, and she's never even been to his place. She wants to know, is this shady or not?
Hi, morning.
Good morning. Okay, so is it shady that he's never invited you over to his place since December? Give us the deets here.
Yeah, okay, so we started dating, like, around the holidays. So that's like a weird time. So I didn't think it was weird. Like, he never spent the night at my place. I never spent the night at his. But he always leaves my place by like 10 o'clock at night. And he says it's because he needs to let his dog out, or like his dog acts up when he's gone for too long. So I've mentioned going to his place and he's like, oh, it's a mess, or his roommate's obnoxious, and it's just, like, easier to hang out at mine because I live alone, because I got it like that. But when I've asked, like, okay, so why doesn't your roommate let the dog out or something like that, he says his roommate won't do it because he doesn't even like dogs. So I've, like, offered to let the dog come to my place, but he said he can't do that either because the dog doesn't like cats and I have a cat. So I really want to believe him, but it's just starting to seem odd to me and like get a little old.
Okay. So well, the first thing for me is like, it's not uncommon. I think it's more common probably that when you start seeing somebody, the dude hangs out at the woman's house way more than the other way around. Smells good. You guys got candles. The shower is clean. You got food, right? So there's like this gravitational pull, I think, mostly to be at her place more. But in this case right here, since December and not one time, and the excuses he's given you are really super lame. Yeah, this is shady.
Oh, I thought they were good excuses.
Really? Mm-hmm. Since December?
Yeah, I think they, when I listened, I was like, these are all legitimate excuses. As a person who has a dog.
Why can't she go over there with him, though? Spend the night, put the dog out?
Well, because she has cats, and he's saying that the dog doesn't like cats.
He can't bring the dog over there. And as far as going over to his place,
yeah.
Him saying it's a mess or he doesn't like being around his roommate creeps him out. Like, I feel like all of those are, I sincerely feel like all of those are like legitimate excuses. And maybe he's just more comfortable hanging out with her in her place than he would be hanging out with her at his.
Huh. I feel very strongly that this is shady.
Oh,
even if, I mean, I've had some creepy roommates, that's for sure. But if I wanted her to spend the night, that would not stop me. I mean, at least one time since December, no?
But to me, this isn't shady, but it is weird because any dude I've ever dated, like, you literally have to, like, push them out of your apartment. Because, again, like, a lady's apartment, it's where everything you want to have is. There's the food, there's the lady, there's the good candles. So it does strike me as odd that he's the exact opposite of everything that I've experienced. And I wonder if he's trying to hide like bad sleeping habits. Maybe he's a snorer and he doesn't want to scare you off.
Or he wears like a mouth guard or has sleep apnea mask.
Yeah. Maybe he twitches in his sleep. There's a lot of twitchers out there.
Mm-hmm. Or farts in his sleep.
Or he farts in his sleep and he's really insecure about it. Or maybe he's like a special blankie he needs to sleep with.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons that could be weird, but I don't know that I would call this shady.
I think it's a little shady. I mean, because to me, it feels like he could have just said, listen, I have a roommate, you don't, and it just makes more sense for me to come to your place. But the fact that it's so many excuses, like they're piled on, he has to leave by 10, he can't do it the reverse way, because the excuses seem to have been piled on, that's the part that makes it seem a little shady to me.
Amelia, do I have this right also, that you haven't even been invited to his place? Forget about spending the night. He hasn't even invited you over?
Yeah, if anything, like, I've invited myself over, and then he's like, no, that's not going to work.
So he is, you've never seen the inside of his place since you started dating in December.
Maybe he's really embarrassed about where he lives and what it looks like. That was a whole episode of Sex in the City.
Could be. I mean, you can't clean your place up a little bit and just...
Yes.
You know, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that serious, but maybe he is genuinely that embarrassed. It just feels like it's too many excuses.
Well, I feel like there's so many excuses because she's asked so many questions and he's just answered her questions.
And they are legit excuses. I'll give him that. Like, if he's lying, he's a great liar because those are good, but... It just seems like if I were in this situation and she had this insecurity, I would just clean my place up a little bit and let's get it over with.
Right.
That's all.
So what's your fear here? Do you think he's like going home to another woman, or like does everything seem normal minus him leaving like Cinderella when the clock strikes 10?
Yeah, like everything is good when we're together and like everything seems really normal. So even if it's not shady, it's kind of like, okay, well, what are we going to do this forever? Like, I'm just never going to see you after 10 p.m. ever? Like, how is that going to work?
Here is April. Hey, April, you feel strongly about this? Nope. April?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I had a friend that was dating someone for over a year. And he would never spend the night. She had never been to his place, not one time. And she thought it was a little bit concerning, but he always had a good excuse. And it turned out that he was married.
Yeah, that happens.
That's how I'm feeling.
Is a roommate.
Well, you know what we got to do?
What we got to do?
We got to follow him.
We got to follow him.
We got to follow him, too.
We got to follow him over to his place. We got to scope it out.
You going to do that? Who's we?
Who's we?
I'm busy. I got things to do.
You and Cassie?
Her and her, herself and her other self.
Get it. The Burt Show.